I'm Lynn Neary, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, advocates for children at risk are working to save young people from sexual abuse in the juvenile detention system. We'll hear about the extent of the problem and the efforts to solve it in a moment. But first, the Obama administration is taking the banking industry to task for handing out big bonuses to its top employees. President Obama and his advisors have proposed subjecting the nation's biggest banks to a fee in order to help repay the government for bailing out banks at the height of the financial crisis. The financial responsibility fee would tax about 50 firms with assets of $50 billion or more. Joining us now to talk about the proposed fee and the bank bonuses is Alvin Hall. He's Tell Me More's regular contributor on personal finance, and he joins us now from NPR's New York Bureau. Good to talk to you again, Alvin.
Good to talk to you, Lynn.
Now, before we get into our conversation, I do have one question about Haiti.
Yes.
Because I understand that the Bank of America has pledged to suspend wire transfer fees for customers who want to send money to Haiti. How's that going to work?
Yes. When people are making money and transferring it electronically to charities that are associated with the tragedy, they will waive those fees. They'll also waive any foreign exchange fees. So if someone wants to donate money from Germany or from France in euros, they will waive those fees. But other banks are doing similar things. HSBC USA is waiving wire transfer fees also, and Visa and MasterCard are raising some of its fees to select charities. This is all designed to help get more money directly to people in Haiti and to the charities and other organizations that are doing work there.
So you would think that this is really mainly just a generous response to a bad situation and not necessarily a way to win some much-needed public relations points.
Exactly. I think the banks recognize that their employees are giving money. Everybody is talking about this every day, and the banks need to be proactive in helping their employees as well as their clients get money to people who need it in the situation.
Let's go to that tax on banks now. What do you think? Do you think it's a good way to start getting back some of the money that was used to bail out the banks?
I think it's a controversial approach. I think that the banks have made such a staggering amount of money in such a small window of time that they should do something to give back to the American people. But when you look at these banks, whether it's an investment bank or a traditional bank, basically what they're looking at is, one, their own profitability, two, their shareholders, and three, what their bonuses are going to be. When it comes down to their own bonuses, I don't think there's a lot of generosity there naturally.
You know, the Obama administration, the public, everyone is sort of amazed and stunned, I guess everyone but people in the banking industry, that bonuses will be given out in the current economic environment. The banks continue to argue that if they don't do this, they're going to lose their top talent. How legitimate is that?
Well, it's the Lake Wobegon effect, where all the children are above average. You read the reports that they filed, and all the banks said our employees are significantly better or above average compared to others, to the other banks. It's somewhat of a myth. A lot of these people have singular talents. They will not be able to transfer those talents to other organizations because there's such a small pool who would use their talents. Also, it shows an insensitivity on the part of these people when huge numbers of people have been laid off in those banks. Imagine, Lynn, if you got, let's say, a $12 million bonus.
Oh, I'd
which
like
is
to.
Small. Yes, wouldn't that be nice? But you just think of all the people in those firms who've been laid off. How many of those laid off people would gladly come back for $50,000, $60,000, or $70,000 a year plus a salary plus 35% added on for their benefits? How many would come back for that amount of money? And you, one person, is getting a $12 million bonus. There's something wrong with it. It has a bad smell about it.
Now, well, how would the tax be calculated, and what banks would be affected by this tax?
The tax would be calculated based on the bank's risk-taking assets, not their deposits at all, not the customer-insured deposits. So any money that the bank invests on its own in various securities, in various types of off-balance sheet items, that's the money that would be taxed. And if you look at the percentage of the tax, it's actually very small. For every $1 billion in risk-taking asset, the tax comes to around $1.5 million. It's really a small percentage. But on Wall Street, the word tax is almost like screaming fire, right? They react very badly to this. And what they try to do, and I've been reading this very closely, they try to position this as if it's going to bring the whole financial system down. I teach a course on the history of the financial markets, and this has been their approach year after year after year.
Well, can they challenge this? Can the banks challenge this?
They are thinking about challenging it. The Securities Industry Financial Markets Association is really a lobbying group, and they've hired this guy, Carter G. Phillips, to look at this proposal to see if they can make a case of saying this is arbitrary and punitive in the use of the tax code. So they may try to challenge it. But even if they do, they're going to have to do a lot of spinning in order to make this acceptable to the 1 in 10 in America who's been laid off from their jobs as a result of this financial crisis.
1 in 10. That's stunning that the banks can be so sort of insensitive to that number. That's the only way to put it, I think.
It's all about them and their bonuses. Their lives are structured for these numbers. They've come to have a sense of entitlement to these numbers. I mean, some people said, Jamie Dimon said that if this goes through, we'll have to pass these costs on to our customer base. But you think about it. When things were really good, they raised the fees on credit cards. They kept adding more and more fees. It's a complete sense of entitlement to these massive amounts of money.
All right,
and
thanks so
unfair.
Much. Great. Thanks so much for talking with us, Alan.
Thank you.
Alvin Hall is Tell Me More's regular financial contributor, and he joined us from our bureau in New York.